company, all of your building material needs, and for your floor covering. Welcome in, Jeff Money Taylor from the Zone. Money, money.
What's happening, guys? Must be Derby Week.
Oh, yeah. It is Derby Week. I can smell it.
Indeed. Was that that corned beef sandwich?
I had a corned beef sandwich. My buddies here, I believe, had a corned beef sandwich and a tuna sandwich. And Ralphie has a Reuben getting it sandwich. It's great to be out here, Money Taylor. I know you're excited. Today begins the Derby draw and the Derby talk. But there's also some racing today.
Did you know Jeff travels all over the country following horse racing?
Oh, he's a Louisiana guy, too.
That's where
did you go to Cali?
I don't make it to the West Coast very much. But
I don't blame you.
Make the Midwest, spent a couple weeks in Miami. I always like that around Thanksgiving. That's kind of been the last couple of Thanksgivings. My wife go down there, fill in at Calder and Gulfstream, and really enjoy the Miami Beach area because that's a fantastic time to be down there.
And ask him where his hometown is.
Perryville.
Really? You and Keith Carter, Ole Miss legend.
Yes, he could shoot. Unfortunately, my exploits on that hardwood up there, not nearly as good as... I was a two-year letterman, though.
Really?
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Played center, believe
impressive.
It or not. All of 5'10 and played center. But that's what single A was all about back then.
Were you following the horses back then as well?
No, I really didn't follow Pat until I got into college up there at Arkansas Tech. I fell in on the floor with several upperclassmen, said, spring semester, do not schedule any Tuesday or Thursday afternoon classes. Those are our two race days. That's when we raced on a Monday through Saturday schedule. And they kind of took me under their wing. One of them is a representative now over in the Capitol building, Bill Gossage from, I think he's from County Line originally. But he kind of got me started and really fell in love with the first time I set foot in it. That was spring of 78, and I've been here ever since.
Well, let's get started, Money Man.
Okay, it's a good-looking card here to start the Racing Festival of the South Week. I didn't get past the one horse in the first race, Grand Sensation. Outstanding value play at 9-2 in the morning line. This one had the misfortune of catching a very tough AP Corsair last time. AP Corsair came back this past weekend again through another powerful win. So Grand Sensation should have everything his own way up front, on the rail, in front, and hopefully he's off and gone, and we can get at least a little bit of that 9-2 morning line price. The second race, a little bit more competitive, I feel like. I'm going to take a value shot here with number two, Pink Lip Gloss. She chased a very nice filly called Delta Flower in her last start. Delta Flower is about this time arriving out on the West Coast, an Arkansas bred that was purchased by some West Coast connections by several six-digit figures, I understand. A very nice filly indeed. Pink Lip Gloss in much easier today for the $30,000 claiming price. This is the softest spot that she has ever seen. She's bred to go the mile on the 16th, and another good solid value play at 6-1. Those buzz double numbers today, 1 and 2. Let's move now to the featured eighth race on the afternoon, and it's another competitive affair, as you might expect for the feature here this week. Number four, Special Joe, I give the edge to. This one kind of fits the Steve Asmussen M.O. Asmussen back on a roll after a little bit of a slow start. He caught fire over the weekend, and he's got some momentum coming into this last week, folks. He's going to do everything he can to defend that training title of his, and he gets one here that's won off by 5 3/4 lengths when she last ran down at the fairgrounds. I think this one doubles up in his first local start. That's number four, Special Joe, in our feature race this afternoon. Our buzz long shot goes way back in the third race with number six, Bandy Legs. Ideal class situation for Bandy Legs today and an even better pace scenario. Look for Bandy Legs to be close to that early issue and hopefully kick on down the line for trainer Al Cates. 12-1 on Bandy Legs, the sixth horse in the third, our buzz long shot. Play of the day.
Okay, so we have first two races, 1-2.
1-2.
1-2. That's easy to remember.
Very
and then,
easy to remember.
And the eighth. He featured the four.
Special Joe.
Special Joe and the long shot third, Buzz long shot third race, the six horse.
That's in honor of our good friend Wally Hoff.
Bandy Legs.
Bandy Legs.
I love it. I love it.
I've been called worse.
Indeed. Sorry, Wally. Couldn't resist there. Could not resist.
Let's talk a little bit about the Derby.
It's right now looks like 8. We'll know here in less than an hour as we get ready to draw the Oakland Handicap as well. That's going to be a fantastic race.
Jeff, this may be one of the most competitive fields I can remember.
It is, Wally, and there's just so many subplots here. And I was telling Mary Rampolini, the Daily Racing Report correspondent upstairs yesterday, we talked at some length. And this is the first Derby that I can remember that no one's really come out of the woodwork. These eight horses have been talked about all year long, not only here locally with the three, four representatives that we've got, but Bayern, who's likely to be second choice behind Tapiture, I think, in the odds, come post time. He's been any kind of horse, it looks like. I've got a vested interest on him. I happened to catch his maiden win back in January, and we pulled together a little bit of money. We had some friends on the ground in Vegas and got 65-1 on him to win the Kentucky Derby. So, obviously, I have a vested interest in his chances in the Arkansas Derby so he can qualify to get into the big one here in a couple of weeks.
I was told to keep my eye on Right On Curlin.
Right On Curlin is, we had John Cord, who's taking over the riding chores, his agent Steve Cracker on the show a couple of weeks ago, Oakland Race Day. They're pleased. He had a nice 7-furlong workout last Sunday. He likes this racetrack. He has a couple of good races over it, unlike some of these shippers. So if you're looking for a live long shot, I know Justin likes him, and Right On Curlin will be 10-12-1, it looks like, come post time.
Is Strong Mandate change, training huh? Well?
What's that?
Strong Mandate.
Yes, they're changing riders. Luis is going to be on boarding for the first time. Rosario is going to move to, I believe, Tapiture in kind of a musical chair situation when involving the riders. But Mandate's looked good. His gallops have been strong. He arguably took a little bit of the worst of it maybe in the Rebel. He got a little rough between horses, so a clean trip maybe finally for him is about due. He had a tough one in the Southwest also, Wally, and we'll see. It's going to be hard for me to separate any of those top three locals, I think, as far as getting a piece of it, but I'm all in on Bayern. I can tell you that right
all
now.
In?
All in
okay.
On Bayern.
I've been trying to do a little research, which is new for me. You guys know normally I just try to just throw something out there.
I just saw a photographer go by. Let's
don't ask me to spell it. I've heard people talk about this research thing. And what I've come up with, and you know, anything that has a bird in it, I'm going to go for it.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go for it.
Well, you called the Belmont winner Summer Bird.
Summer Bird.
Absolutely.
I've been reading that this Conquest Titan has a little bit of Minet Bird, Summer Bird, and Birdstone in it.
Same sire, yes. Birdstone.
On sire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what we're going to call, what is that, a parent?
Yes.
Okay.
His daddy.
Okay.
His daddy. Sire, as we say in a business.
I mean, is that what I should be calling my father? Or sire?
Horsey daddy.
Yeah, big stallion.
So the his, obviously, he's got some very good sire that he comes from, this Conquest Titan.
Yeah, he's...
Is he worth a look, in your opinion?
Yes, he is.
I'm going to go put all my money on him.
Bridestone is a former Arkansas Derby participant. I think he ran second. That's the grandsire, or granddaddy, if you will, on the top side. Conquest Titan will get the most real estate that he's dealt with in his young career, a mile and an eighth. He's probably a little better bred, maybe, than most of these others to handle some additional real estate. So, I know Mark Cassie's been high on him. He comes off a decent fourth-place performance in the Tampa Bay Derby a few weeks ago. They're looking for to move him up, I think, a little bit. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does get part of it. He's been up in Kentucky, had a nice half-mile bullet workout last week in his preparations, and he arrived in good order yesterday by plane. The East Coast plane got on the ground yesterday morning, and he arrived. He was tucked in safely back on the backside. And then, believe me, there are worse options to have Saturday than Conquest Titan.
I like where this is going, Jeff Money Taylor. We're going to take a break. Then we are going to do a little hog update, talk some hogs. There's one transfer on the basketball team. There's another guy that signed a professional contract.